Reed?
Mary Ellen called from the hallway.
How did that go?
Reed asked and saw Mary Ellen's discomfort grow on her face. She held her hands at her waist and looked everywhere but his face.
Bell seems to be worried most about joining the Ladies' Aid Society rather than, well, anything else.
She mentioned that to me,
Reed replied. He hoped Mary Ellen could explain it.
Why?
She's a farm girl, and she knows it. She is terrified of what the other women would think of her. Belle's knowledge of running a household consists of cleaning game and gardening, I'm thinking, not serving tea,
Mary Ellen replied. Reed leaned back in his chair. Women in his world all seemed to know what to do. They must have learned somewhere, he supposed. Who would Belle have learned from? Maybe he could teach her. Oh, hell. He didn't know anything about folding napkins.
Will you help her?
Reed asked. Mary Ellen nodded.
I would be happy to. Be patient, though, Reed. Women learn how to be ladies and run the households you're accustomed to living in over a period of years, not days.
Did she have any other worries?
Reed asked. Mary Ellen's face flamed.
She understands.
Reed nodded and tapped his fingers on his mouth. He knew what Mary Ellen referred to. He watched her hem and haw and shake her head, apparently struggling for the right words.
Her understanding is rudimentary at best.
Thank you for explaining things to her, Mary Ellen.
Her eyes widened.
I explained little. Her father apparently told her the facts of life.
Reed's face fell. Good God.
She is also concerned all her clothing is still at her father's. She's afraid to go get her things,
Mary Ellen added.
What could she have there of any importance?
Reed asked.
I'm sure not much, but I think Belle would still like to have them.
Mary Ellen excused herself, and Reed went in search of Henry. His cousin agreed to take him to the Richards farm that evening. Later, when Henry and Reed pulled up in front of Belle's homestead, there was complete silence as the two men stared. Henry cleared his throat and stole a glance at Reed. The farmhouse confirmed Reed's worst fears. A rough patch soddy was apparently Belle's home. A broken plow, grown over with grass, sat in the front. Chickens clucked around the yard, pecking in the dirt. Reed knocked at the door, hooked with a rope to a nail. A man Reed had not met opened the door with a curse. His rough pants were held up with a piece of twine, and his faded, stained shirt was short in the sleeves. Apparently, Belle had another brother.
What do you want?
He said.
I'm Reed Jackson. I'm here to pick up Belle's belongings.
The man stared openly. Jed Richards and his father gathered behind him. Belle's father spoke up.
She'll get her things when the dowry's paid.
I'm afraid not, Reed said. Belle needs them now.
Then hand over the gold,
Jed Richards said. Reed eyed the three filthy, unkempt men and smiled.
I'll hardly pay the bride price, so you can steal Belle away in the middle of the night. You'll get your gold after the vows are spoken.
Where are you going, Frank?
Jed Richards hissed as his brother turned away from the door.
To get Belle's stuff,
he replied. Jed started to shout, but his father hushed him and backed away from the door.
You want to come in?
Reed had won this battle of wills and did not, in fact, want to dirty the wheels of his chair in the Richards home, but curiosity got the best of him. He watched Frank, Belle's other brother, he supposed, duck through a curtain. It was the only room of the house other than the one he sat in. A wooden sink sat on one end near a table with four mismatched chairs. Three piles of bedding lay near a stone fireplace. Dirty dishes were piled on a table, and he smelled cabbage cooking from the pot over the fire.